I've been contacted by the school community in Gortha Hoike in relation to their huge concerns about the speed going through the village. There's a school and then there's Neil Ruas, and then it's very kind of and dense populated area there beside Lahalton and the shop and that there, and people are crossing back and forth either from the Anshapa to the housing estate or else from Onskal, Gajin Yel Ruas or Gajin Rilik or A to B Sikantrishan. And it's really, really important when people are driving through anywhere where there's a high concentration of people that we all are very conscious of our speed. Need that be Lochanure or need that be in Crocastullera or anywhere at all where there's generally known for accidents, and it's really important that we as a council now look to address this. I've been tic-tacking, like I says, with the school community and others about this for this last couple of days.
Do you think it is down to people not being familiar with the area, or is it locals as well?
Well, I think it's a combination of both, where people, and especially during the summer period, we've seen a high volume of people obviously coming into our beautiful community, but also locals as well. It's really, really important that we all take responsibility in terms of our speed, and that we're conscious of our speed and that we're not breaking that speed limit. And we're all guilty of it. I certainly am guilty of it. And it's really important, and especially now with our schools being back again and there's more footfall from our youth back and forth to either the shops or wherever they're going. And I think it's really important that we're just more conscious of that. I'll be raising this at our Glenties Municipal District meeting, where I'll be looking to get the engineer to meet with myself and the community to see how we can address these issues. Now, we've seen over many, many years in urban areas like Gortha Hoike or Fulcara, where we don't have a designated crossing area, or like Lochanure, which is also on the N56, where there's a huge reluctance to put any infrastructure in place that makes it safer for the local community. And I, for one, for example, Crash Valley or Lochanure, I do believe that the same as Gortha Hoike, we need designated crossing points and ones that are safe. I've travelled a fair bit of Europe. You see them all the time. And it's something that I think that we need to start putting in place. Need that be raise roads and dedicated crossing points where cars do have to slow down and stop at different times. And if it's an inconvenience for people, well, so be it. I'd rather inconvenience for people who are driving through a village than somebody, unfortunately, on a bonnet or underneath.